Praise the Lord. Message number 224. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 38. The Watchman is able to see sinners coming back to the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 21, and let's read verse 11 and verse 12. We will read in the King James Version first, then in the NIV version later. The burden of Duma. He calleth to me out of Seir. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye, return, come. Let's read now in the NIV version. An oracle concerning Duma. Someone calls to me from Seir. Watchman, what is left of the night? Watchman, what is left of the night? The watchman replies, morning is coming, but also the night. If you would ask, then ask and come back yet again. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Thank you for because you always send us your word that we need in our lives so that we can understand your will. And we can apply your word in our life and ministry so that we can serve in a better way and we can be a blessing to other people. I pray that this message will bring you glory and honor, and will lift up, Lord, your name on high. And this message of yours will help people, will deliver them, will save them. And you, this message will direct your church to reach new people and to help those who are coming back to you. I pray for a real responsible watchman and watchwoman whom you will call, O God, through your word, to rise up and to serve you and to do your will. Lord, anoint my lips and put verses and a statement to describe what you want to tell to your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The word burden or the word oracle is, it means a prophecy or is a vision. The prophet Isaiah is seeing a vision and he is telling us what he saw, and sure the vision will come to pass, and there is also application for this vision. Here in the book of Isaiah 21 verse 11 and 12, this prophecy or this vision is concerning a place or a people that live in a certain place, and they call the place Duma. It is a short prophecy, and it is, you know, maybe it is difficult to understand, but let us go deep through the word of God, because God wants to tell us something. First, what is Duma, and what is the meaning of it? There are certain explanations for this word. Duma can be a part of Arabia. Those are the descendant from Duma, the sixth son of Ishmael. Ishmael has 12 children, as we read in the book of Genesis chapter 13 to verse 15. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, listed in the order of their birth. First we have Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tima, Jetur, Nafish, and Kedima. So here Duma is the sixth son of Ishmael, and could be those are the descendant of the Ishmaelites from his son Duma. They were coming and asking the watchman of Israel. Duma could be also Monsir. Monsir, or what is called Edomia, the country of the Edomites, the descendant of Esau. That is the meaning of Duma also. But in general, Duma can represent Israel, one of the Israel's neighbors. And that is sure, one of the neighbors of Israel is meant by the word Duma. And they were in distress. And they were coming back to the watchman. What we can grasp when you say the burden of Duma, and that person came and he is in distress and he is coming here to the watchman of Israel, that we as a watchman, surrounded by people and nations of different background and descendants of different group, religion, and languages, God had placed us among those nations, not that we go to them and ask them to help us. We cannot depend on them because they don't know God. We need to depend fully on God. But why God had placed us among such kind of people, or why God had placed you in that particular place? God had placed you in that particular place because you are the watchman there, and through you the people will come to God. They will come to know the Creator of heaven and earth. They will come to know their Creator through you as a watchman that God had placed you there. They are around you so that through you they may know there is a God who created them. And you are there as watchman to direct them and to guide them toward God. You are not there to depend on them. And you think that they are the blessing of God to you, they will satisfy your needs. That's not the way. You are there to help them to know God so that their needs to be fulfilled. What is the application of Isaiah 21, verse 11 and verse 12? You know, Duma could be a person of the might, Ishmaelites, or any of the nations around Israel, around you, any of those nations. Someone or other called out of Seir. Someone calls to me from Seir. Somebody is calling you who is an unbeliever, and you are the watchman, and you should do the needful things for him. You know, what we can speak more about that person who called on the watchman. Someone calls to me from Seir. Someone called to you from that particular group of people, from that particular nation, from that particular sect, from that particular religion. He is in distress. Not only he, his people and those with him are in distress. And that person came to you and not others because he has concern for his own people. He is concerned with the welfare of his people than the rest of his group or nation. You know, when Paul in Acts chapter 16 was struggling where he will move, he want to evangelize, he want to reach the lost. But the Lord show him vision. And in the vision, Paul saw a man from Macedonia. And that man in Macedonia desired Paul to come over there and help them. In Acts chapter 16, verse 9, And verse 10, during the night Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Now, what we found here in the Old Testament, we have read in Isaiah 21, someone from Mount Seir called unto me. And here in the New Testament, someone from Macedonia called to Paul. This man of Mount Seir in a vision desire the watchman, the prophet, to inform him and to instruct him. He was concerned about the things that belong to the people that he belong. A man out of Seir asked advice of God's prophet about God, about their life. He asked the advice from the watchman, and he was willing to be taught. He was willing to be reached out by God's people. You know, at that time when this prophecy had been proclaimed, the people of Israel themselves, they were not followers of God well. But we found people from other nations who their life are a pagan life, now they are coming to the Lord. In the same way, you might be a watchman, you might be struggling with the people who are with you, not following God, and they are called believer, they are called committed workers, but in the same time, same setup, you will find people who we not expect, they would come to the Lord, they are coming to you and asking you a question, coming to you as a watchman and asking you to help them to come back to the Lord. Someone calls to me from Seir. Someone calls to you from the neighborhood of the people around you. Sometimes you are so concerned with the affairs of the church, with the affairs of certain workers with you, but those people, they have taken all your energy and time, and you are not aware that God is sending you people, other people from outside, to care for them. Here is the call of God upon your life. God wants you to discern and hear the voice, not of Him, not of God. God wants you to hear not the voice of God. God wants you here not to see the face of God in this calling and vision, but here God is calling you to hear the voice of the people and the faces of the people whom God is calling you through them to save Him. By sending people to you, God is calling you to save Him. When somebody is coming to you from Mount Seir, an unbeliever from other nation, and he's struggling, you know, sometimes we say, let God speak to me. God is speaking to you. God is showing His face to you through those people that He is sending to you. One man or one woman and even one child can be God's call in your life to go forward and serve Him by reaching such people or nation. Someone calls to me from Seir. That is, you know, as if a song of praise, a song of commitment to God. The man who called from Seir, he calls not too many people, but he called on the watchman because he has a serious question and he wanted the answer. He was in a serious trouble and he wanted an answer to his situation. And the watchman, and you are who listen to the message, is the proper person to answer his question and to serve Him as a way of serving the Lord. The office of the watchman is a serious office in the church, and they are placed by the Lord to answer inquiries and to handle serious issues or questions or problems. What was the question? What of the night? As if the one who is coming from Mount Seir, he is asking how I can handle the darkness that I am in. People who have no faith in the Lord, they are in darkness, they are in sin, they are in a big struggle. What of the night? What of the night, watchman? And in the NIV version it say, what is left of the night? As if he is asking how long he will be in that darkness, how long he will be in that suffering, as if he was asking, is there no hope or way out of this problem that I am in? People around you, around us, are in a grip, are in the grip of Satan, and they need deliverance. And we are there, you are there as a watchman to help them and to let them get delivered by the help of the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 7, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. Here you are posted as a watchman to receive the call of God while people calling you, while people coming to you, and you see the expression, the sadness, the hardship, the troubles and the problems in their life. As the watchman should be attentive to people's needs. Then those who are in trouble, those who are in sin and darkness, are to inquire of you as a watchman. You need to be available to them, as well as we have read in Isaiah chapter 21, the man who came from Mount Seir, he was the one who was asking, what of the night? You need to listen. When people asking you questions, when people open you problems, this is an opportunity to evangelize. Opportunity to go forward with the gospel of Jesus. Opportunity to fulfill the great commission of the Lord. Go and make disciples of all nations. As a watchman, you should wait for people to come to you. In one aspect, you go to the people. Other aspect, you must understand that you need to wait for people to call you so that you will know that there is, and you will be sure that there will be calling of God who call you to minister to such kind of people. Paul was waiting, and when the man in the vision spoke to him, come here and help us, they conclude that God had called them to preach the gospel to that area in Macedonia. What of the night is a question, and is the call of God into your life to move into that direction. Who asked the question? To that person, to this nation, to this country, to this city, you will go and move. And I pray, Lord, that this message will be a prophetic message to answer prayer and to direct your people and your church to go on and serve you. The watchman was neither asleep nor dull. He was awake. And God wanted to be awake because the man of Mount Seir, he came to the man who was awake. The minister who is awake is the minister who can respond well to the call of God when he sent people to him to help him, to help them and to direct them into the right way. What was the answer of the watchman? when that man asking help, the man from Mount Seir, his answer was this: morning is coming, but also the night. You know, certain time when we preach the gospel, yes, we need to promise them that the Lord will fulfill His promise as they will obey and give their life to the Lord. But we must also tell them, morning is coming. There will be a blessing, there will be joy, there will be peace, there will be answered prayer, there will be miracle, there will be deliverance, there will be gift of the Holy Spirit, there will be Holy Spirit baptism. But also, we need to tell them there are also trials and hardship and difficulties. The point that we learn from that description, what he say, morning is coming, but also the night. What we learn from that description, that when we receive a new people coming to Christ, yes, they will receive salvation, peace and joy. But that does not mean that they will not pass through hardship and trials and difficulties in their lives. We need to prepare them to live a life worthy of Christ's calling. Worthy of Christ's calling, that even there is hardship and trial, they must understand that is normal and that is the way to enter the kingdom of God. Paul and Barnabas, they set for us a good example that we need to follow as a watchman and woman who are receiving the lost souls. In Acts chapter 14, verse 22, it say when Paul and Barnabas, they went back to the brethren who received Christ and to their disciple. Let's read what's written in Acts chapter 14, verse 22, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. So here, we must assure the people suffering hardship, trial, hardship, and difficulties. We must go through them so that we will enter the kingdom of God, so that our faith will be refined. We need to assure the people that there is a morning and also the night. And what else? If ye will inquire, inquire ye. Return, come. If you ask, if you would ask, then ask and come back yet again. You know, as a watchman, we need to encourage those who are coming to the Lord, those who are approaching us, to seek the Lord, to draw near to God, to seek the scripture, to seek the face of God, to examine the scripture, what is inside the scripture. Inquire. Encourage them to ask a question. And encourage them to return back, to come back to the Lord, to direct them, to repent from their sins, show them their sins. And the cause of their suffering is their sin, so that they will repent and have faith in the Lord Jesus and get saved. You know, in the parable of the lost son, in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 20, we can read the following. When the lost son decided to go back to his father, it is written that, so he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. Here is the watchman. His father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. As a watchman and watchwoman, taking your post and your office to serve the Lord, be like God the Father, who are watching and waiting to see and meet the lost souls coming back home to Him. The Lord, I believe, had spoke to us, and let us commit our ways to the Lord, that we'll be a faithful watchman and watchwoman. Tell Him, Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for revealing to me a clear word of yours. Let me, Lord, this message, a prophecy and a vision into my life. Tell him, Lord, I commit myself to be a responsible watchman who is compassionate, whose heart like yours, a servant of yours I am, Lord, waiting and watching to receive the lost souls, welcoming them in your kingdom. Lord, I pray, tell him, Lord, give me the discernment to do that and grant me the strength and perseverance and encourage me, Lord, to continue to serve you. Lord, I pray for my brothers and my sisters and myself. Lord, as we commit ourselves to be a responsible watchman and watchwoman to serve you, I pray, show us also the fruit of our labor and service unto you. Lord, I pray that the purpose of sending this message had accomplished in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you will open new doors for us as a church to go and preach the gospel, to receive new people into new nations, countries, villages, cities, streets, and towns. Lord, give us more gifts of the Holy Spirit. Supply our needs, O God. Provide us with the strength and direct us to continue to serve. O Lord, bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, O Lord. Let your hands be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.